this is Gordon, W2TTT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. This net is connected weekly on a frequency of 146.835, the 2-meter repeater of the Venture Crew 7373 Amateur Radio Club. The repeater is located in Pearl River, New York, and serves Bergen County and the Lower Hudson Valley, southwestern Connecticut, as well. We'll be using the call sign of K2BAR, and the purpose of the TechNet is to have a conversation about amateur radio, electronics, computers, telecommunications, and, of course, how we use our wonderful hobby. And finally, it's also about an opportunity to have for sale swapper wanted items listed. Before I go on further, are there any stations of emergency or priority traffic? Okie dokie, so let's move on. I guess at this point, let's see if there are any stations whose call signs begin with the letter Alpha. Please call K2BAR.
K2BAR, this is Alpha Lima Zero Yankee. Ali from Wayne. Good evening.
Good evening, Ali. And good hearing you. And, somebody scored. I think that was the Devils.
Oh,
okay. Didn't know there was a Devils game on tonight. I'd forgotten. Alrighty, well, we'll get to that in a little bit. Any other Alpha stations? Okie dokie, let's move on to Kilos. Okay, let's try November's. Alright, how about Whiskey's?
Whiskey Alpha 2, India Sierra Echo, Bob, and got comments.
Most excellent. Bob, any other Whiskey's? Alrighty. And let's get on with the matter of the day. Ali, did you have anything, by the way, before we start?
Negative Gordon, just listening. Maybe if there's a topic for the next, maybe I'll have some input. But for now, no input. AR0Y.
NJ2BS. Repeat.
And that's fine. Okay, very good. WA2ISC, Bob, what do you got?
Oh, K2BAR, WA2ISC. As I mentioned, I got myself a new toy. It's a Rig Expert antenna analyzer. AA 230 zoom. And I've been checking my various antennas and finding that some are reasonably good shape and some were drastically non-resonant, so I've spent some time adjusting those things. Over.
Very nice. What's the frequency coverage of this device?
Goes from HF up to about 230 megahertz. Over.
Very nice. Okay. That's a good thing. That's a very good thing. How about, so which antennas have you noted issues with, and have you mitigated any of them?
Okay, the antenna I'm using right now for this 2-meter transmission is slightly low in resonance, but I haven't done anything about it, and it seems to be working pretty well as it is. Besides, it's way up in the air on the side of the house, so I figure I'd worry about that one later. I had another 2-meter antenna that I had above a curtain rod, and that was way off resonance, so I fooled around with that to get that close to 2 meters. And then there was this funny-looking halo antenna that I picked up at the Hamfest years ago, and I was able to adjust that to get resonant.
sure you're getting your money's worth. All right, and what are you going to use for 440 to tweak those antennas?
Oh, I don't have anything on 440 right now.
Okay, well, after you get the VHF one squared away, we can figure out maybe something you can use for UHF. Very good. That's very good. And you were making some comments about FT8. Tell us about it.
Okay, I was I had my HF rig on right now, running off the same power supply that, like one of those Semlec, Semlec 23 amp supplies, and I was able to get away with it. The HF rig, it's an ICOM 756 Pro, and this Kenwood 2-meter rig. Before I got away with transmitting on both of them, and the power supply handled it fine, but it started acting up today, so I'm not doing anything on FT8 right now with the HF rig.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So you found out, though, that you have a limitation. 756 Pro really needs to not be sharing a power supply with your 2-meter radio, huh?
Looks like it, yeah. Maybe as I had the power adjustment on the on the Pro adjust a little bit lower. I think I have it all the way up to about 100 watts now.
Yeah, it's unclear whether or not the Pro's going to like that. You might want to knock it down to about maybe 20, 30 watts, just in general, but very cool anyway. Boy, oh boy. Brian, so what kind of DX are you working in? What bands are you using?
Okay, the transmit received duty cycle is only about 40% transmit anyway. Just last night I hit a station in South Africa, and I've been routinely hitting Argentina and Chile. And I can hear stations like from Israel and places like that, but I haven't been able to hit them yet. Mostly stations all over Europe. And about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I managed to hit Japan. Over.
And these are all on 20?
Oh, this is mainly 40 and 15. Lately, mostly 40. About a month or so ago, 6 meters was open, and I hit, like, Canary Islands on 6, and all Florida and Cuba on 6 as well, but right now 6 is completely dead. Over.
Yeah, well, you get a little activity in the latter half of December. Actually, the last 3 weeks of December. So do keep that in mind too, okay?
Okay. Let's see. I guess, that pretty much wraps it up. So, doesn't seem to be very many other people on this net right now. K2BIR, WA2IC.
Yeah, and I can't make the Barra meeting on Sunday, unfortunately. I will make Kid Night on Tuesday. The good news. That's the plan. Because of the marathon, my assignment doesn't clean up until 8:30, so I know Rachel's, her net closes down around 4, so she usually makes the Barra meeting, but Nancy and I will not because of a different assignment. I just hope it's not raining when we want to leave the park. That would be really stinko. But anyway, we shall find out when we get there, as they say. Alrighty. Let's see. Any comments, Ali or anybody else for the TechNet on this topic?
It'll be RELZY. Actually, no. I just want to mention regarding the communication that Bob was talking about. Last week. I worked in Italy, Germany, Slovenia, and Canada on 20 meters, and that was early in the morning. So.
can say fans are kind of doing okay for now. But that's not my addition for tonight. Yeah, I'll see you why.
So what are you using for an antenna, Ali?
RV, Junior, and I was portable actually that day. Back to you.
I was about to say, that was my next question. A G5 RV, good lord, okay. By going portable, you kind of answered the question, though. Well, very nice. Very, very nice. Bob, even at 40% duty cycle, remember that's a key down kind of thing, so you're going to be sending the temperature on those final drivers up a little faster than you might think, so just be thoughtful about the power levels. What are you using for a computer interface to the radio?
NJ2BS, repeat.
K2BIR, WA2IC. I'm just using the computer sound card as the interface. Also, I have a small box with little isolation transformers because I was getting a hum with a ground loop. But mainly, I'm just using the computer sound card to receive and generate the signals. Yeah, I guess I hear the fan kicking in on the rig fairly often, so maybe I should back off on the power a bit.
Yeah, you know, 20, 30 watts is probably plenty for most of these boats. That's fine, unless you have a much more reliable cooling setup or, you know, build setup, but that's good. Alrighty, so some of my adventures have been, I've been playing with Pactor 4 actually, which is not normally legal in ham radio, but I've been playing with it as a commercial, or should we say federal frequency actually, which is kind of cool, but I have a really nice modem. It does AmTor and Pactor and a few other things. I want to try it. It's set up right now for an ICOM, for me, a Yaesu FT817. It's a 5-watt QRP radio, but after the marathon, I intend to get active and get moving on setting it up for FT8 on my... on my Flex. That'll be very nice. That's the next task. Alrighty. Just a couple of things. Keep in mind, we are going to have some inclement weather come late tomorrow, so just keep that in mind. You know, great balls of fire, lightning, thunder, all that good stuff. So do think about that as you're going about your various activities tomorrow, planning your day, and make sure you have your antenna system probably disconnected. Pardon me for that sneeze. Alrighty. Anything else from you, Bob?
Oh, K2BAR, WA2IC. I think that pretty much wraps it up for right now.
Alrighty, very good. Anything from you, Ollie?
Negative Gordon, but thank you. Yeah, I'll see you twice.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to look into getting some topics and getting some more participation. I'm not exactly sure how we're going to do that, but it's got to get done, as they say. So, anywho, hopefully we'll do that. But thank you, gentlemen, for being... anchors of this net. Appreciate it. And Ollie, be safe on Sunday at the marathon. I'm sure we'll all have a good weekend and get home safe and that kind of stuff. And Bob 73 to you as well. So anyway, y'all take care and be well. This is K2VAR. now with the hiccups.
Love that.
73 and have a great evening. W2TTT.
NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. 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 NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS, repeat. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
W2UHF repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
W2UHF repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.